Hey, welcome to the Xbox Podcast. My name is Larry Herb, Xbox's Major Nelson. You are here for a first. Can we go to the wide shot? Here it is, all in studio for the first time ever.
This is actually,
you probably see us each week on the Xbox, official Xbox podcast. Normally we post on Friday, but Rebecca here, who usually is in New York City, had to come out here for business, and Jeff and I and Rebecca and the team here. So let's all get together. So this is actually the very first time we've seen each other. You're much taller than I remember.
I know. I look so short on camera. So, but
I was hoping we could open the door to the studio so we can get some traffic noise coming in, like a little bit of New York.
No, don't you miss that? Yeah.
You know what I miss is you did not bring me a smoked meat sandwich of any sort. Corned beef, pastrami. I would not have been picky.
You know, I don't think those travel very well. So
the plane loves it.
The plane loves it. I'm always next to that person who's got the tuna sandwich on the airplane.
Extra onions.
What are you doing? Why are you bringing the food on the plane? You need to eat. You can't eat it 10 minutes before. Sorry.
You're looking at me, but like I've flown home with a Philly cheesesteak in the plane before.
This is
the guy when we travel to, especially I just remember Austin, Texas. Gotta get to the Schlotzky's Deli, and he gets it all and he brings it on board. And then 10 minutes later, he's
look, the food at sea level is good. We all love food. We love good food. Mm-hmm. You take that same food and you're at 35,000 feet and it is like 10x. It is like so much better. Like you just have everything's fresh. Like when you're like on a plane, they hand you this tiny little thing of dry pretzels and you're like, oh my God, this is great. Like it. And when you bring something good like that, I regret nothing. I apologize for nothing.
You know, when you have a carbonated beverage, it reacts completely different at 30,000 feet.
I do agree with you there. I normally don't drink soda, but there's nothing like a nice Sprite on the plane, though. So you're
part of the Sprite family, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Just drinking like dark sodas, I always feel like that's not healthier. It's like, I don't know.
Sprite, it's got vitamin C. It's got lemon and lime.
Yeah. Avoiding scurvy. It's great.
Now, wait a minute. How are you on the McDonald's Sprite thing? There's a whole internet thing out there about how apparently the Sprite at McDonald's restaurants is like on a completely separate level.
Huh. There's soda in general. So I worked at McDonald's in high school and college. And let me tell you the hack. Everyone talks about like In-N-Out hacks. The hack that we used to do when I worked there is you would get a either vanilla shake or just like the cream, like the vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. And you do a spritz of the orange soda in there, and it turns into like a creamsicle, and it is the best. And like, I would sit there in the drive-thru and just like sucking down like creamsicle
really
shakes.
Good.
And you know, I'm sure it's.
I thought you were definitely gonna say like get a water cup and then put Sprite in it.
Well, if you're like a self-serve, most of the McDonald's don't have self-serve. What is the show? What are we doing here? I'm telling you.
I missed you guys.
If you say that, you're going through the drive-thru, you're like, just. You know, just take that sundae without the hot right. fudge, and just tap it underneath the high C orange. They'll know. They'll look at you like you know.
All right, welcome. Anyway, welcome back. Great to see everybody this week. We had a good show last week. We missed you last week because you were traveling.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that great of a show.
Well, Jeff and I kind of like
making up for it this week. It's okay.
We were holding up our end of the show, but we could. Good to see everybody. We're here together. As we said, we're going to talk about what we're playing. We've got a couple interviews later on in the show. I mean, this is the normal podcast. It's just live today on Tuesday. We're going to replay it. I'll put it in the podcast RSS feed later this week for everybody else who couldn't catch it live, or you can replay it. But we've got, we have somebody coming up after us today, right?
Yeah. So as part of Xbox's celebration of Black History Month, we've been inviting streamers from the Black community, the Black and African American community, to come and take over the Xbox Twitch channel. That'll be happening today at noon. Here's this week.
Look at this amazing lineup of people.
Yesterday we had Miss Ash Rocks joining us, which was awesome. And then someone you may not associate with Xbox, but an awesome journalist and 30 under 30, Forbes 30 under 30, Blessing Adeoye Jr. from Kinda Funny, is going to be joining us. He's going to be playing Rare Replay. I listen to him every week on the Kind of Funny Games cast. Yep. He's also a host of PS I Love You. And just a great voice in gaming. And so we're really honored to be having him join us. And we're his lead-in.
Yeah,
so it's up to us to be interesting and to deliver him a great audience. So when Blessing takes over at noon.
So he'll be here about an hour.
Yes.
A little less than an hour. Exactly. And then tomorrow, who do you have?
Yeah, we've got Janie Laney, Milady Confetti, and It's Me, Troy this week. And again, we're just very honored to be able to
great lineup.
Turn yeah. over the channel what to them to play.
Thank you. You put Xbox that together, games. Right?
It's a team effort,
yeah.
and including, you know, folks here, people behind the scenes like Lennox that run the channels, and Alex and everybody that's here. It's always more people putting something together than it looks like. We just get to be
very nice. He doesn't want to take the credit, but
can we talk about something for a minute, Jeff? We're gonna talk about what we're playing. We're gonna get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've been playing, I know you've been traveling, so you haven't had a chance. Jeff and I have been playing a lot of Halo. Mm-hmm. I've been grinding away in that, and just right before this show went live.
Okay.
The Xbox On team over in the UK called us out, like, hard. Sam Bateman called us out really hard. Sam, we're coming after you. So it's a clip that that you can see, and what we can put a link off. If you go into my Twitter mentions, you'll see it in there. But it's Jeff and I. Apparently, Jeff and I were in a. I don't know how they found this clip.
Oh yeah, I don't know if Lennox has it.
Yeah, I don't think
it looks, this looks like a trailer, but I guess they have a show on Xbox On. But,
yeah, I mean I I don't know. You can't zoom in on it, but I'm showing it here. But Jeff and I were in a, Jeff and I get completely destroyed.
Yeah, someone double killed both of us and then sent the clip in to just basically shame us in right. the UK. Aww. And shots fired.
Yeah, so,
literally.
Sam, if you'd like to play Jeff and I, and we'll round up a little bit of UK versus US Halo action, let me know, Xbox On. We're ready to go. Are you ready? I'm sorry, I just spoke for you. Are you ready to go?
I guess. Now, here's the thing. They cannot bring Benny. So part of the Xbox On, a frequent guest is named Benny Central. Yeah. He's a Twitch streamer who is known for being like a really great Call of Duty player, all kinds of shooters, and I've seen him play Apex.
I mean, he can bring Benny if he wants. We're just going to bring
As long as he's on our team.
No, we're going to bring some folks from our team because we got a couple of...
We have some good players, yeah. but then...
Some of which are in this room,
here's
not
the thing.
On the set.
Yes, yeah, it's true. All right. Well, if we're going to elevate the stakes,
right.
then we're going to be hiding in the corner and letting right. everyone battle it out, and we'll right. just like... ping a few shots into the middle, chuck grenades.
Let me know.
You helped, yeah.
I helped.
Let me know. Anyway, so yeah, Jeff and I are playing some Halo. We're continuing on that. We don't have our Tenrai yet, but we're still working on that. What are you playing?
Well, I hate to jump ahead, but I tried out Ollie World.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play that later. Ollie World out now, today. And we're going to play that. It's a great skateboard game, so we're going to get into that a little bit later on in the show. We'll play that all together later
yeah.
in the show.
So I got my dad an Xbox when I first started working for
That's
Xbox.
Nice daughtering.
He has used it maybe twice.
It's less good dadding.
Yeah.
How come? Is he mouse and keyboard, or is he just not used to the controller? Or
He's definitely not mouse and keyboard. I think it's just easier for him.
Wait a minute. It's because he's taking care of Pumbaa.
No.
Right?
No, he played Forza a couple times, right. and he thought it was interesting, but then he like couldn't get the audio to work, and I wasn't around to fix it for him, and so...
Ironically, is because you're always having audio problems.
I know. But last night, I was playing Ollie World, and he kind of like poked his head in from the living room, and... He was like, oh, I want to hear what's going on in there. That sounds like a really fun game. Like,
really?
What are you doing over there? Yeah, because, I mean, just I really like the art style and right. the music. Like, the music and the sound effects. Like, it is a pretty fun game. Like, I don't think I've played a skateboard game before, but
whoa.
I found myself enjoying it, like, quite a bit, though. I mean, it's really just about, like, timing and everything.
Right.
It's very welcoming. It reminded me a lot, the gameplay of, like, Trials Fusion, Trials HD, yeah. Where you're generally moving from left to right, and you're trying to figure out your way through, and you keep trying over and over until you get it.
Here.
I would say, in general, at least from the earlier stages that I played, perhaps not as punishing, but if... It gives you an idea for what the gameplay is. You can sometimes you have some very painful. I haven't done that part yet, but it's the music and the visuals are just incredibly welcoming, and I very much appreciate.
We actually
that.
Have an interview with someone from the development team later on to in the show.
There's so. Your dad.
Very cool. Oh yeah,
sure that's him. We've had your mom in the comments, and your dad's in Ollie.
Is your mom here?
I mean, she's.
Is she watching?
I think so. I sent them the link.
Okay.
And she's working from home today. So, okay. you know.
So hopefully Rebecca's mom, which is a frequent listener to the podcast. She may be joining us in the chats. Be nice in the chat, please.
I'm looking at the chat. So far, so good. Also, it's really good to see Meg Cayley, who is a creator I worked with and you might know from GameStop TV.
Oh, yeah.
And is now working with us and has been doing some streams. And Meg, you got to come up here to Seattle. It'd be great to see you in person because it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've about the same time since I've seen you, which is 2 years. By the way, doing a show in person, being able to like see body language and like you can tell like Larry's checked out. I can just keep talking for a while. Whereas,
no, it's good. I feel like we're talking a lot faster too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this is what happens is normally Larry will say something and I'm like, oh, I have something I want to say here, but I don't want to talk over you. And there's a delay. Yeah. I count to three. I start to talk and we both talk at the same time. And it's just really frustrating. And then we both at the same time go, you go first. And it's just like, I think anyone who's done like any kind of remote work on Zoom or Teams or anything like that,
yeah, it happens all
the
time. Tango, yeah.
Exactly. At least we're unmuted the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's good. You got to come back. You got to come back more often.
All right. So we're continuing on what we're playing. Did you play anything else? I mean, you've been traveling, so you probably haven't had time.
No, but I started watching Vox Machina on, I think that's what it's called, on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. It's another kind of animated nerdy show. It's really good. I recommend checking out. That's it.
Okay. All right. I'm playing a little bit of Dying Light 2. We had the interview last week, Jeff. I know you tried it out.
Yep.
What else are you playing?
Still very early. We got back into Overwatch this weekend.
I saw you playing that with your daughter.
Yeah. She just
feel good
to play
as it always did.
It does.
Yeah.
It holds it really well. And I found that we were getting we played a ton in 2017.
A lot.
The first 2 years. Like yeah. like we played
and your daughter was
almost every day.
She was really good.
She participated in a tournament.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
For like 20 years. And she did pretty well.
Super proud dad moment. Yeah.
That was good. Like what I cannot accomplish, you know, she will not get Xbox on, will never show a clip of her getting demolished. We got back into it this weekend and they have this thing called the roll queue. If you haven't played in a while, if you played early on, you would always have something where everyone wanted to be, you'd have like a team of like five DPSs saying I need healing and like one healer and no tanks. So now every match is two DPS, two healer, two tank or two support, two tank. And, you sort of go in and I always like to heal and, you sort of choose what you're going to want to do. And then, I found I was just getting in a match. We were getting into matches very quickly. And we had some really good time. She got like a quintuple kill this weekend with D.Va, like a D.Va bomb, which is like her thing.
Right.
And just like got it. And it was like, it all came back. It all came flooding back. And so obviously there's new maps, new characters that we were not sure how to handle. But it was fun getting back. We did all right.
We
did pretty well. Had a positive KDR and positive wins and everything. The other thing that I've been finding, have you all been watching the Olympics at all?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Because I'm not feeling the Olympics. And maybe it's just because I haven't had a lot of time to tune in. I wanted to, my daughter, who's younger than your daughter, I wanted to have her watch it to see things like, you know, the figure skating
yeah.
and the downhill and the slalom. I mean, these are athletes at peak performance. And I wanted to see some of them. Or the biathlon, which is one of my favorites.
Biathlon?
Cross-country skiing and shooting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks really challenging.
You have to shoot in between your heartbeats and stuff. It's hard. Anyway, but we just never got into it. So is there a particular sport you're watching?
I'm going into it, like even when it was like, it's the first day, I'm like, really? I was like, I don't care. Cut to like 2 days later, I found like my combo for like of relaxing for like the last better part of a week at this point, which is playing Pokemon with the Switch on the sofa and like peak athletes doing that over there.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there chucking Pokeballs and filling my... It's been just like very relaxing way to spend. So we'll play Halo, which we're like all revved up, but then you end up signing off at like 9 or 9:30. And then that's when all the events are live. So it being in China actually works out really well from our time zone perspective because it's the next day there and all the stuff is happening. We're 10 hours ahead or whatever it is. And so watching it all happen live, and it's been just like really enjoyable. All the sort of just crazy big air, I think it's called, is just really fun.
Is that where it's like the longer course?
So it's the one where they go down like a really big ramp on skis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they just do like one big trick and they go, or they do the one where it's like the three big jumps on snowboards.
Mm. Okay.
I look at that. They're doing like literally 1900s. And I remember like back in the day, like the skateboarding game or the snowboarding game was called 1080.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that must be really good. Now they're doing like double that. Which is
a lot of records.
Okay.
There's a lot of records being broken this
yes.
year too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of, I would not be able to do a zero. Like literally just going straight down the hill and landing without dying would be impossible.
That's a challenge.
I was reading a story about how the downhill, the jumps, the alpine jump, that one of the biggest challenges is they because of the gray sky, they lose track of what's up and down.
Oh, they get like a little. Oh,
they get disoriented,
yeah.
Which that's supposed to be horrifying.
Oof,
you know, you're flying off a ramp at 100 or 200 miles an hour, and
yeah,
whoa.
You know, so. I'm a snowboarder and skier, and so I've watched those events in the past, but I haven't been as interested in figure skating since like I was a kid, and there was like Michelle Kwan and stuff, you know. But I watched my mom and I were watching the figure skating, especially the pairs, and oh my gosh, I felt like such an old lady because I was like, oh my god, like how is he lifting
threw her into the air?
I know, he's lifting her with his one hand while also on one foot.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then, you know, whenever they'd fall, I'd be
Lordy,
like,
Lordy, Lordy, clutching the pearls.
But well, there was that one where, I don't know if you're watching it, but like when he was doing that and she like kind of kneed him in the face and then fell and he totally, it was a straight up wrestling move. Like he Stone Cold Stunnered her basically, or it was something like
Wait,
that. And I was like, oh my God.
I think I did see that one. Yeah.
And anyway, Pokemon plus Olympics has been like, you know, we should do this every year.
Yeah.
It's been a good time.
Great entertainment. Yeah.
We've got, we're right on schedule here.
I'm looking at the chat. Oh yeah. There was the Russian figure skater who did the first ever quad in the Olympics, which was really cool.
Yeah, she was amazing.
To see. So, thanks for the comments in here. We're definitely looking.
Yeah. We are reading the chat. I haven't really had a chance to open up Twitter. We're going to talk about some news in a little bit because it's 11:15. We got to try and keep things on schedule.
Yeah.
Right, you won't just say.
I know we could talk about Olympics and food.
Talk
all
about
day,
Olympics, but you know,
it's just great to be able to talk to you in like a non like
delayed
inorganic matter. There's probably a better way to say it. In an organic manner that just like sort of works.
Yeah,
so I like it. Yeah. You can't go home.
So news then.
News, yeah. Jeff, what do you got over there? Oh, you're actually first up with Frost.
Oh, right.
Yeah, tell us about Frost.
Yeah, so today, Minecraft Dungeons actually announced that we passed 15 million players, which is
Congrats.
Pretty cool.
Available on Game Pass.
Yeah. So the community's still been growing. So the team wanted to send out a nice thank you, and so we started the Festival of Frost, which is going on today until February 22nd. Anyone who logs into the game will get a free Isolager cape. So there's new like challenges. There's different like frosty themed like floors in the tower. So it's pretty cool. Recommend folks check it out. Today is also. Can I skip to this one?
Yeah,
do it.
today is also Safer Internet Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is just a day dedicated to, you know, teaching folks about online safety. And so for that, Minecraft Education Edition released a world called Cybercraft Home Sweet Home, which is currently only available in the Education Edition, but it's going to be coming to the standard Minecraft game next month. So anyone can try it out, and it just kind of teaches kids about things to look out for, how to, you know, kind of protect themselves online, like what kind of information can and can't be shared. It's pretty cool. And I think you actually spoke with someone about this content.
Yeah, we have an interview with two interviews later on. One, here's some a little bit of the Minecraft. Later on, we'll have Dave McCarthy from the Xbox team talk about, because his team really developed a lot of this, and his team runs the safety team here at Microsoft, or excuse it, Xbox. And then later on, we'll have someone from Ali Ali. But this looks really cool, and it's great. You know, I'll tell you what we need. You know, Safer Internet Day. I love that we're, you know, educating young adults and children how to be safe on the internet. I need something for my mom.
I know. Have her play this content. Yeah.
It's a combination of the two. Is she investing in like NFTs? And she's got to watch her crypto wallet.
No, I get the, you know, random question. You know, we all do. I mean, we love our parents, but you know, they're just not used to, they don't live it like we do.
Yeah.
We're not online all the time.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's been Safer Internet Day, you know, every year for X amount of years. And it's always been something I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And then we had an issue in my house about a week ago where my daughter clicked on a link in Discord and it stole her credentials and obviously she didn't have like a credit card attached to it, right, or anything like that. So, but it ended up messaging. It was something to get like a free month of Nitro,
right,
like, but it wasn't actually that. It was, you know, something we all know, like don't click on random links from strangers, is something that kids don't come out of the womb knowing. And so I think this is really good. I told her I'm going to make her do it, but it ended up sending that message to all of her classmates.
Oh,
and
no.
She was like,
oh, she
like
the, so embarrassed. The blood, yeah.
she was horrified.
Oh.
And I was like, you need to right now send a mail to
you
like
shamed
your whole
her in front
class.
Of the class.
Well, I don't know that she necessarily realized like I didn't go into her school.
Right.
But I was like, you need to, I should have went into her school. But I was like, you need to send a mail right now. And you need to say to your friends, like, do not click this. Because it came from one of her friends. And it's just something that, the point being, besides, you know, appropriately shaming the kids when they deserve it, is being able to teach them. And this is a good way to do it. Because, you know, you can say over and over, like, you know, don't click on this or don't. But it, these the stuff on the internet can be very compelling. And it can fool adults. It can fool your mom. It can fool your kid. It can fool you.
Even my wife once in a while says, "What is is this real?" Yeah. And I'm like.
So we went through and we looked and I was like, okay, see, if you look at where it would take you, look at the URL here. Right. It's taking you to some shady site. It's obviously not the real, you know, Discord site and everything like that. So it's really important, I think. So me to the parents. When if your kids have access to Minecraft Education Edition, definitely recommend they do it. If not, when it comes to
the marketplace and in the main game,
Which is next month.
And
take the time to do it because you don't want your kids to, you know, lose all your cryptos or your whatever you got. I don't
know. All those NFTs you bought, those have coffee NFTs.
It's you can practically taste it, Larry. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, what else we got? Thank you for that. Thank you for that news. You got anything else? Or, Jeff, I think you've got some.
Well, there was one last Minecraft story here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's been a long week.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Sorry. Thank you. We have Minecraft announced a partnership with Puma. So we're releasing a limited edition collection. It's a lot of cool, like, kind of athleisure, streetwear. It's pretty neat. I've been pretty pleased. Like, I feel like when I first started working on the Minecraft team, it was just very much like the, you know, okay, here's a big creeper on your t-shirt and it's only available in men's sizes. And as time's gone on, we've made some really good partnerships and this one with Puma is really cool. So I recommend folks check it out.
I don't think I've worn Puma since high school.
Well, really? If you're a soccer fan, like my soccer team was sponsored by them for a while. And so I would wear my kids' soccer team is as well.
Oh, yeah. I had Puma cleats. That's right. I totally forgot.
There you go.
There's also a skin pack and DLC available in the marketplace. So there's an in-game component to the partnership, too, which is pretty cool.
And if you're in the chat,
size 13.
If you're in the chat, send it my way. We just put a link down the chat there linking off to the article that we showed there. So if you're joining us in the Twitch chat, it's there. If not, you know, you may be listening to this on the podcast.
Yeah.
Commenter Darkstalker said, I thought at first she said it was a partnership with Pumbaa, your dog.
Oh, I know. That would be even better.
Wow.
It would be better. Let's make that happen.
Yeah. Email PumbaaBiz@gmail.com. Anyway.
But yeah, I remember I read this, I think it was like a brand study of just like clothing and then like gaming and like where the intersection was and like young people, like they want to like, discreetly show their like gamer pride. So it's like, they don't want to wear something which just says like, you know, big Minecraft on the chest, but something that still looks like a little bit stylish, but has like nerdy flair. And so I feel like this collection
I've always said, well, you know, a great line of clothing and wearables would be things that aren't splashed with logos.
Yeah,
but
not in your face. Yeah.
More relaxed and kind of, you know, whether it's here, that, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the way I wear my
stuff. Give me my logos.
Yeah.
There's a comment here, a question from, I think it's scrolling, but Ninty Gold was asking about our computers.
Oh.
And so do you want to do a quick rundown? Okay. So I'm running the Surface, laptop 3, I want to say, it's got the Alcantara keyboard. I will say it's the best keyboard I've ever typed on a laptop.
I'm going to have to send this clip to Panos. I mean, what are we doing here?
I mean, this is my daily driver. It's super light. I bring it everywhere. It also comes in like a really cool, cobalt, I want to say is the color.
Yeah, I love how light that one is. Yeah.
So big fan of that.
I used to have that one. And then I got this one,
Surface Book.
For a very shallow reason, but so the screen on the Surface Book will detach from the keyboard, which I've only done like 3 times since I've had the computer, but that's the whole reason I got it.
So once, this was very petty, but like, I was on a plane and you know, I was bored and I was waiting and I was working on something as I had some work to do. And they're like, sir, you need to put your laptop away. And I went,
I see where this is going.
I hit the thing, I detached it. I'm like, oh, we're good. Okay.
Wow.
So that's what the Surface Book. And then over here, this is the Surface Studio, which does this little crazy
thing. Wow. Show off.
That's, it's kind of fun. So this is, we're all Surface family here. So that's, it's got a little pen here that I can write with. So to answer the question. All right.
Nice thing is we can all share chargers and
yeah.
things like
that's
that.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we forget chargers, sometimes not. All right. Let's get back to business, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do news, interviews? What do you, let's, what you got
here? Do you have any little bit more news left? Because we're
a couple little stories here. Right,
go ahead.
That we can talk about. So something very exciting, you know, when we think about the games that are coming out. Later this week, Crossfire X. We're going to pour one out for DMX. He has missed. But Crossfire X, as we remember that XCon Give It To You trailer from, that was XO19, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was a while ago.
We get to play that this weekend. Of course, if you have Xbox Game Pass, that means you'll get to play the campaign.
You get one of the chapters of the campaign. Remedy. Yep.
Exactly. So that is just a couple of days from now. Next week, this is on the PC side, very much looking forward to Total War Warhammer 3. And we were able to exclusively reveal the achievements. So games that are, you know, coming out on Game Pass, even on PC, we work to get achievements into them. And so very much looking forward to this one. You can see this is made by Sega and I want to say Creative Assembly, who are known for their RTSs, for their strategy games. And this one has incredibly high production values.
Creative Assembly, did they do Halo Wars 2?
I believe they did, actually. Yeah, very good. So that's coming out day one on PC Game Pass next Thursday. February 17th, whatever day that is. Yeah.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day next week for those of you that care about something like that.
Should we do something special?
That's why I'm wearing pink.
What'd you get me, Lou?
Yeah.
Just bringing it up for people that, you know, have maybe a significant other they want to get something nice for. It's not too late.
We've had this conversation, which is just like, I feel like...
Like, where's this going? The conversation...
Like, Valentine's Day, there's almost like an expectation of... Like, that's the time when flowers are the most expensive and they have the least, like, cachet. Mm. Because it's like, oh, you got me flowers. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, checked a box. Big deal.
You checked a box. Exactly. So I don't... That's how I justify not getting flowers on Valentine's
Day. Same with me.
Well, I have one thing that I can look forward to every year on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
My parents always get me a Valentine's Day card.
Oh.
That's so nice.
It's the only child, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might. I'll have
they
to.
Choose you.
I know. When
wow. Deep cut here.
When I get home, I have to see if I still have my one from last year, but it's very sweet.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yep. Someone also called out Edge of Eternity is out also on the 10th, which is coming to, I want to say it's coming to Xbox Game Pass. RPG sort of influenced or inspired by JRPGs. So I'm looking forward to that. Saw some new video come out, I want to say earlier this week, and I'll definitely be checking that out over the weekend. So, and someone said, my name is Jeff. Great. That's actually a meme, I want to say. Yes. Last thing I want to talk about news-wise. So with Far Cry 6, the DLC that had been coming out have been patterned after some of the notable bad guys from previous Far Cry. Yeah, so Voss from Far Cry 3, Pagan Min, who was my favorite in Far Cry 4, and then Joseph Seed from Far Cry 5. His DLC is out now.
Yep.
And it's called...
You play as him.
Yes, that's what's interesting.
Yeah, they flip the tables.
Yes, you play as Joseph as he fights to escape the horrors of his own tortured mind, set in
a twisted version. Pagan. We just saw Pagan Min there.
Yeah. In a twisted version of Hope County, Montana. Everyone's got their favorite. I feel like Voss might be sort of the more popular
choice. All of them are our favorites because you and I did pretty much all of them in co-op and just wreaked havoc, and it was just nonsense and silly and fun. It's exactly what video games should be.
Very true. So that, my friend, is the news.
All right, we got some interviews. Do you want to get us into the interviews?
Yeah. So first up, we have Dave McCarthy continuing the conversation about Safer Internet Day.
Yep.
And then we have Simon Bennett to chat about Ollie World, which we will check out afterwards.
When we come back from the interviews, we'll check that out.
Yeah.
So here we go.
All right, Safer Internet Day is upon us. Joining us is Dave McCarthy from the Xbox team. Dave, it's great to see you. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to see you, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this blog post that you put up earlier this week, depending upon when you're listening to this, because we kind of went through some really cool stuff that that Xbox is doing for Safer Internet Day.
That's right. So in honor of Safer Internet Day, we have announced an experience that we're actually making available in Minecraft Education Edition. Mm-hmm. And it's built around this idea of providing kids, educators, parents, and caregivers a game that they can actually play to learn about good habits around online safety and how to be good digital citizens. And it's part of a broader effort. We have an Xbox around our commitment, of course, to online safety and inclusive spaces in gaming.
Right. And that's really important, because Safer Internet Day is not something you think of on one day or one month. Is that your team, which is you have the safety team under yours, you think about it 24 hours a day, every year for many, many years now, right?
We sure do. I mean, it's not a job that's ever done. But quite honestly, if we can't make our online gaming spaces welcome and inclusive for everyone, you know, we can't reach that dream of reaching every gamer in the planet and bringing the joy and community of gaming to them. So it's an ongoing process for improvement. You know, this Minecraft Education Edition experience is one step along the way. There's a lot of others we can share, but we're really, really excited to bring something that's, you know, very approachable, very actionable, and quite frankly, fun for kids and caregivers and parents to try out.
Now, tell us about it, because it's got a very interesting name. You kind of, it's fascinating, and people have seen in the blog post. Tell us about that.
It's a little play on words. So it's called CyberSafe Home Sweet is the name. Yes. And it's a little play on words in reference to a couple things. One is, for those of you who play Minecraft, it's actually the sound that the villagers in Minecraft make. They have that little hum that goes on in the background.
Right.
But it also sort of refers to this notion of sort of think before you click when it comes to online safety, being on the internet, having connected gaming. And it walks you actually through a series of experiences that teach you exactly that. The things you need to watch out for with sharing password credentials, accepting friend invites, giving your personal information out on the internet. And we're glad we can kind of bring those concepts together in Minecraft Education Edition.
And I want to point out that with the Education Edition, which is a huge part of a lot of people's, you know, that are in school, their lives, then all of those things you just talked about, these are programs and programming and events that are directly related to situations and learnings that you have had, your team has had in the security and safety space, right?
That's absolutely true. I mean, you know, I'm both a parent of gamers, and so I've seen a lot of these scenarios play out firsthand in my own house. But also, you know, I see sort of, you know, daily reach outs from our customers, daily reach outs from our players on things that they're encountering. And these are common scenarios. You know, it is a real thing to be able to sort of evaluate who's trying to connect with you, the sources you're getting stuff from. And it's great to use a experience like Minecraft that's really familiar to our players to sort of reinforce some of these concepts, give them an idea on how to use a trusted adult in certain scenarios. That's really important. There's a trusted adult who's a NPC character in this experience, and also where to look for additional resources, because it is sort of this never-ending quest to educate ourselves on what being safe online looks like.
Yeah, and of course, some of the best parents and caregivers are not NPCs at all, right? They are quite active, and we're here to kind of help everybody. How do people find, or, you know, how do parents and caregivers, how do they find this experience so they can bring it to their children?
Yeah, so it'll be available, or it is available for free in the Minecraft Education Edition, and it actually is coming soon to everyone through the broader Minecraft Marketplace. So they'll see it as a adventure there that they can download or stream and get right into and get into the principles of online safety.
I love how your team has decided to use this universal, globally accepted playground of Minecraft as the delivery mechanism. That's so great, because it's so familiar to millions of children and caregivers worldwide, isn't it?
Well, in order to be, you know, approachable and fun, I think you do need to offer familiar tools. It's kind of been a theme for us overall in Xbox safety is how do we sort of meet people where they are? Our Xbox Family Settings app is another great example of that, right? You can download that on Android and iOS in all markets where Xboxes are sold. And that's just a convenient way for parents and caregivers actually to manage the experience of their kids and teens not needing to, you know, go any deeper than a handy app that can provide notifications in the moment as it does for me with my kids in terms of managing things like screen time, access to content, purchase approval, stuff like that. So there's this greater philosophy we have of giving people choice, giving people access. And I think this home sweet idea was just another example of meeting players where they are and putting stuff in an environment that's really familiar to them.
Yeah, and in fact, you talked about the app. We can tune in. We had you on last year to talk about the app and some of the
same right.
features. And we had some of the program managers on as well. So it's always great to have you back here. People just need to go to news.xbox.com. You have a great blog post up there that kind of outlines a little bit more detail about some of these adventures. Let's call them adventures. What they can do.
Yeah.
You know, what they can do together with their parents or caregivers to understand how to stay safe online, because this is an important conversation to have both with parents and caregivers as well as the little ones. As you know, you mentioned that my daughter is only 4 years old, so she's not online quite yet, but I'm looking forward to kind of exploring these with her. It's great to have you on, Dave, and do you have anything else you want to tell us before we let you go? I know you're busy.
No, I mean, just, you know, for everybody that is a part of the Xbox community, know that this is an area that we are always pushing on. We've brought new teams into the organization. We've invested in new features that you can use on Xbox to help keep you safe. The one thing I would say to kids, parents, and caregivers watching this is please, please, please create a child account for yourselves. It really is something that opens up a world of functionality for you, protections, features that are really geared around keeping you safe. And quite frankly, keeping you connected to your child's play experience. So I'm always promoting that whenever I get a chance, and this is no exception to that.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave, and I'll make sure I put a link in the show notes about how people can go do that, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Major Nelson. I'm happy to point you in the right direction because I know there's a lot of information out there. And there was a time a few years ago where it frankly was really confusing to set up, and your team has a great job of making that easier, helping people understand it. And I got to tell you, there was a time, as I said, you know, 10 or 12 years ago, where I had no idea how to do it. Like you could just say, hey, how do you do this? I couldn't answer your question, but now it's so much easier. So Dave, thank you for that. You and your team doing all the great work there.
I appreciate it. You know, the reality today, man, it's you kids, they connect, they play, they learn on the internet. That's where everything happens. So we've got to constantly improve there. And I hope people really enjoy this experience in Minecraft. It's a pretty fun one. So try it out.
Yep. Safer Internet Day. I'll put a link to the blog post that you put up earlier that kind of goes through everything. Dave, have a great time. We'll have you on again in the future to talk about some more cool stuff, right?
Happy to be here, my friend. Always good to see you.
As we said earlier in the show, Ali Ali World is now available on Xbox and a bunch of other consoles. Joining us now is Simon Bennett from Roll7, who developed Ali Ali. Simon, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here, man. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Ali Ali World. I mean, we remember the original Ali Ali, which was, what, like 6 or 7 years ago, and now Ali Ali has its own world. So tell us about that, because it's really exciting.
Yeah, well, as you know, we developed Oli Oli 1 and 2, 2014 and 2015. We took a bit of a break, made Laser League, and decided that we were really ready to come back to this game with all of the ambition, all of the things that were on the cutting room floor that we never really got to do. And then, yeah, a ton of exciting new things that we never really thought would be possible that the team have slaved over for the past, couple of years. So it's been an amazing, sort of trip back into the Oli Oli franchise. But yeah, something very different, something very exciting. And yeah, we're really, really proud of it as a studio. So.
We're seeing a little bit of the gameplay here. And for those of you, Ali Ali comes from a term that's used in skateboarding. It's a skateboarding game, right? So it's pretty straightforward. But Ali Ali brings a different twist on it than some other skateboarding games. Tell us about what you guys have done to kind of give it your own feel.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, Ali Ali World is an action platformer. So you are skating predominantly left to right. On various different planes. The excitement of Oli Oli World is that we've really mixed things up. So there's like multiple paths, split routes. We've got quarter pipes, as you can see there. You can ride sort of backwards and forwards. There's hidden routes, and all manner of moving things as well. So it's really sort of stepped it up from the previous two games.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it's exactly that. I love the left and the right. And I want to talk a little bit about the art style, because the art style, so beautiful. How would you describe that art style?
Candy coated. that's mine. It's a whole kind of new visual identity that the studio has been exploring. We've been working on our own sort of custom render tech to be able to sort of deliver this sort of flat look. It's a very candy coated, super sort of unique visual look that we've managed to come up with. Super proud of it.
And we can see here some of the customizations, because of course skateboarding is not any fun unless you can customize it. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on here, right?
Like the customization, the guys that were working on that kind of just went full on out there, and really it is all things skateboarding and beyond. There are some really wacky things in there, and as you progress throughout the game, you're going to be unlocking tons of new brands. We built out all of our own sort of bespoke unique skate brands that sit within the Oli Oli world, and there's a lot in that customization to get lost in. We often find that people spend about 3 hours before they even kick off the game playing around. So
we talked about some of the previous games, the previous Oli Oli games. Tell us about what being on the next gen platforms have really unlocked for you, because you're on a bunch of different platforms with the release of Oli Oli World. Tell us about what some of this has unlocked for you.
Yeah, I think it's given us the opportunity really to sort of push visually what we've kind of not really been able to achieve in the past. I think having all of that extra headroom has been really helpful. Obviously visually we're not like PBR rendered or anything like that. We are doing a very sort of unique look, but yeah, you do need that extra headroom to be able to achieve what we're doing. So I'd say that. I think that the new controllers are obviously sort of an awesome addition to how we're able to, I guess, sort of maximize the feel of the game, all of the new rumble and stuff like that. So yeah, I think like it's predominantly the extra headroom that's helped us sort of push what we can do visually.
And I also noticed it's worth noting on Xbox Series X and S, you're gonna have 120 frames a second, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? Like seeing that on a big screen, it really punches at you. Right. And yeah, although we're doing what we're doing visually, like once you actually get that 120, oh wow, it's a beautiful thing. So
it really just adds to the smoothness. Now, of course, the other part of Oli Oli is the soundtrack. Music is such a big part of skate culture, and you guys really bring that into the game in spades, don't you?
Yeah, we've worked with some fantastic artists, labels. I'd like to give a big shout out to the Cascade guys in France and all the artists. We've got about 32 different tracks within the game, and you're actually going to be unlocking music as you progress throughout the game itself. So you're actually sort of building on the soundtrack as you go. So really, really excited for people to discover all the amazing music in the game.
Now, I was reading that with the combo system, there's over 100 moves. That just seems extraordinary for something to be able to tie to, this, right? So that's got to be a little bit of a challenge from a design perspective.
Yeah, I think like we've really opted predominantly for the kind of core trick system, for almost like a Street Fighter-y style flick system. So you're kind of doing quarter turns, half loops, and sort of full loops to do different tricks. But yeah, we've also added grabs, late grabs. You've got grinds, wall rides, grind switching, manuals. There's just so many different types of tricks that you can kind of pull into a combo. So there's a lot more for players who really want to push their mastery.
When you're designing, you know, when you were designing this, you know, 10 years ago for the original, how have you evolved it for the different games? You talked about how this is kind of all the things you, this particular Ollie Ollie world is a lot of things you left on the whiteboard, but it's been an evolution for the past decade, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I think, you know, as skateboarders ourselves, when we set out, there was a ton of stuff we wanted to do, but we were a small independent studio at the time, you know, three or four people originally working on Ollie Ollie 1. And now with the sort of bigger team, bigger ambition, I think, you know, there was always a lot of things we wanted to do. And I think really Ollie Ollie World is for us kind of the complete Ollie Ollie experience. It's, I think, everything that we ever wanted to do with the game. And yeah, really excited for people to actually, I guess, experience that.
Right. Well, it's out right now on Xbox Series X and S. You're also on, feel free, I know this is an Xbox podcast, but feel free to mention the other platforms as well, because I know you probably want to make sure that people can play it anywhere they want to.
Yeah, you can actually, you can play this all over the shop. It's fantastic on Xbox, but you can also play it on PS4, PS5, on Switch, and on PC.
All right. Thank you to Dave. And of course, Simon there. Simon didn't have any lights on.
It's the most colorful game I've played in years. And he's like inside a broom closet.
Well, what's funny is when we set up the interview, before I started recording, I said, hey, how you doing? You know, I introduced myself. He says, yeah, good thing this isn't video. I said, well, it kind of is.
Okay, that makes sense now. Yeah.
So anyway, we just went with it. But anyway, great to hear from him about Ollie Ollie. In fact, we're going to play Ollie Ollie World sure. right now, right?
So one of the things that you all were talking about is sort of the amazing character creator. And why don't we go to that? Because I've got that right
here. Yeah, if we can bring that up on screen here, see a little bit of Ollie Ollie World over on the right.
And I don't know if we're there. There we go, with the animation. And I was like, you know what? Rebecca, let's make Larry.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as we do yeah. this.
Wait.
You think white or gray? Yeah. There we go. Now, you're a taller guy. I don't know if this is height or if this is plumpness. We'll dial it.
What are you doing?
Maybe a little middle of the road.
Can I at least have like green hair or blue hair or red?
I'm just trying to
change his skin color. Make him, I really like to like orange skin.
Okay. Like Larry coming back from, from the, you know, from Hawaii.
From vacation, yeah.
I think, let's see. Well, first of all, let's see. No, we are not ready to roll. You know what's going to work? Let's get the glasses on. Then we'll really.
The glasses make it.
Can't believe that.
There we go. There we now go. It's Larry.
There we go. We're getting there.
I see it.
I always, you know, I'd been trying to talk Larry for a long time into a beard. And what do we think? That's a little Santa. That's a lot Santa. What about?
I think it works.
That's
too
nice general
mustache.
Score.
Yeah. I think it works. Well, it's not like that, you know, the.
Can I have at least, can you give me dark hair? Like, you know, when I was skateboarding in the 80s and 90s.
I'll tell you what. We'll let's see if we can like get you a little salt and pepper here. There we go.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Pink. I like pink.
That's
all
right. We'll keep the pink.
Yeah.
What would Larry wear? Here, why don't you take it over from here?
Mm.
Let's see if we can find like sweater, sports bra. A lot of the soccer players, you know, wear those. Oh, that's a nice sweater. I would wear that. I think you would wear that, Larry.
Yeah, I think I have one just like that. The orange.
All right, let's
keep
that. Shorts or pants? I've never seen Larry's legs. No, that's not true. That's not true.
I can't think of the time I've seen your legs.
Larry, yes, in the summer, you're always... that's actually what my character's wearing, the joggers in my character creator.
Skinny jeans when you
those
were
actually more
there?
Like leggings. Or,
I didn't
jeggings.
Really wear skinny anything.
Well, you have that photo from when you had like a hot dog stand
right.
in Connecticut
oh,
back
right.
in the day.
Right.
And you're wearing like the shortest 80s shorts. That
I kind of like this. I mean,
what
yeah.
Mackie's
hey, man.
Way.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Do you like those?
Or do you want to go to the jeans? You're wearing jeans. We can make them now.
Give me a little bit of flair.
Yeah, go over to the jeans. There we go. There we go. That's and shoes. Bad. Yeah, actually, the shoes are close.
They have just like a straight up pink.
Can I have some culottes?
I don't know what that is. Oh, those are like the short, shorter.
Yeah. Went with the crop.
I mean, give me my short little.
No, actually, you got it.
This is really.
You got it. This is what he's wearing.
Well, all right. So I don't get my little short Larry Bird 80s.
Oh, red shoes.
Red shoes. I got red shoes on. So
We have a Larry with a slightly modified hair, but I would say probably an improvement.
Safety first.
Oh yeah, I think it's underneath.
It's hidden.
Yeah, he's wearing.
It's
hidden. But it's there.
It's there.
Okay. He's got an endo.
I have my pink shirt. Okay, I see what you're doing here.
Yeah, Jesus. We're making.
I get it.
All right, hit B, and then we should be able to start. Is that the right? I think we got.
I look like Monopoly Moneybags there.
Yeah.
With a mustache.
Let's skate down Atlantic Avenue then.
There we go. Yeah. Baltic.
Yeah, Baltic. All right.
Hello there.
I think let's see if we can skip. I think at one point it says, just leave me alone and let me skate. There we go.
Yeah, B.
And then we can play. Perfect. Let's do it. So, okay. Yeah, let's talk about the game. Oh, so you already know the advanced move. So if you tap A, that gives you speed. If you hold A, then you get like sort of a
nice heel flip.
Yeah. And then if you do sort of like a dragon punch or like a Hadouken, that's when you start doing the spins.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I did last night, I did the first island.
Oh, and an achievement
unlocked.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, it gives up like 3 achievements in the first 10 minutes.
Someone says we need to have Larry dress exactly like this.
With the big bushy.
The next live
stream. With the mustache next time.
I've been trying for a long time to get Larry to grow out his beard or mustache, especially during the pandemic, like at the height of it. Obviously, we're still in it. But like, you have every excuse to just you know what? Let's go.
To be fair, I do let it go long. You've seen me on the weekends when it's longer. It just doesn't look good. It just doesn't.
The map is pretty cool. I haven't gotten out of, because I just started, so yeah. I haven't gotten out of Sunshine Valley yet. I don't know about you guys.
I finished it and sort of met the person at the end and made it to like Oregon on the north.
Just tuning in, this is the official Xbox podcast. We are playing Ollie Ollie World, which is available today.
Is it Ollie Ollie or Oli Oli?
Maybe that was the British
like he was saying, yes.
It's Ollie Ollie.
Spelled O-U-L-L.
Yes.
The extra U.
And we got a stream coming up in just about 10 minutes. Who's going to join us? And who are we handing off to, Jeff?
Yeah, we're going
to
be, we're hoping to retain our audience here so that when Blessing Adeoye
Jr. We're going
to
deliver him the audience.
Yes. Who I think Greg Miller refers to as the new face or the new voice of gaming when he introduced very elaborate intros.
Okay.
Greg Miller being a big wrestling fan. They don't have the entrance music, but anyway, Blessing Adeoye Jr. is going to be joining us playing Rare Replay and taking over for about 90 minutes.
That'll be fun.
Lots of different games to choose from. Rare Replay, what was your favorite classic sort of Rare game in that? It's been a few years.
It's been a while. I don't remember.
You get everything from like, what do we have in there?
Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jet Force Gemini.
Yeah. Viva
Miata. I think they had RC Pro-Am.
I think you're right.
And that was the first Rare game I ever played back in the day.
There's another achievement.
One. Yes.
Look at this. This is not my account. This is the studio's account, yes. So I've already gotten these.
So tell us how you do the drums.
What? Sorry, I was focusing. Okay, so the jump. So it's actually interesting. The I don't know if I can play I can't play and talk at the same time.
So go on.
So last night, it took me a minute to like get into a good rhythm because for the tricks and the jumps, you use the left stick, and so you kind of go down and then flick it in a certain direction, and then that's how you do a trick. And then A is to kick and to get more speed. But normally A is like jump in most games.
Yes.
So that kind of took me for a little bit of a spin, pun not intended.
Did you unlock anything new that I can put on?
Yeah. So as many choices as there are in the character creator, almost every level, and depending on how many sort of the optional things you do, you unlock more and more and more stuff. So when I was done the island, I went back and I redid my character again and made them dramatically different because it was just so many more options.
Yeah. I really liked the way that the game played. I liked it. You see these challenges, but you don't have to do the challenges, like all of them, in order to progress to the next level.
This is the skateboard version of Trials. I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you, right?
I mean, it just feels so, and it's just so much zanier.
Come on, yeah.
Come on.
Nice.
So, I also didn't realize that if you just pushed Y, you would get to start over from a checkpoint. And so the first, 15 minutes I was playing, I was holding Y to restart the level.
Restart the level, which you don't want to do.
you can't, like, you can do that if you want to get all the challenges. But if you just, you know, at a certain point, I was like, I just need to get this effing thing over with. Like, just like, you know.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, I actually, when I first started playing, because I was at my parents' house, I shouted a particular four-letter word, and I was like, oh, man, I really
hope they didn't hear that. Cannot hear this type of language.
Ollie Ollie world. We're playing a little bit here, unlocking. Oh my!
He said Ollie Ollie.
Yeah, he's covering all of his bases.
You're
a diplomat. Yeah, the thing that is, I don't know what I was gonna say, but so you hold the stick back, and if you go left, or and then when you let go, you jump. Mm-hmm. Then you start to learn when you get later into the game. Here's the different challenges. So obviously, all you gotta do is beat the level.
Yeah.
Make it to the end.
But here's all the bonus.
But you can do bonus things that will unlock you more and more things.
So finish without slamming.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Like, but if you spin, see how I did like a bit of a think I slant.
Oh, what are you doing to me? Oh, ragdoll physics.
That's like in the Olympics, the skateboard off of the house or snowboard off the house.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
The shred shed.
Is that what they call it?
I think you do. That's if not, they can have
here
that.
Here you go. Now this, if you're just tuning in, we're playing Ollie Ollie World, and this is. Jeff has and Rebecca have created me as a character. I don't know as if I agree with it, but here we are.
And, that's the checkpoint right there.
And we're just showing you a little bit. We're going to be wrapping up in just about 5 minutes. We're going to hand it off to Blessing, who's going to do rare replay. So we're getting ready for that. If you're tuning in for him, he'll be here long in just a moment. You'll have to suffer through about 5 minutes of us. So sorry. I want to thank everybody in the chat. You guys have been.
Oh, no.
Wow. Nice recovery.
Keep it going.
Look at Jeff playing Ollie Ollie World. Here we go. Oh, we're almost done.
Killing it. Oh, this part really got me. And again.
Look at this.
And again.
And again.
Oh,
I think that's the last one.
I know it was.
Oh, no.
You take it over. I find that in this game, it, much like Trials, like we were saying, sometimes you go through things and you trip on the same thing 10 times in a row. And then you go into like some sort of like zone out state where all of a sudden like you're untouchable. And I think... I mean this in like the most complimentary way possible. Sometimes it's fun just to shut your brain off and just sort of like flow with it. And I found myself getting into that state.
Kind of like doing Pokemon while you're watching the Olympics.
There's a little more strategy there. Like, when do I stop and craft some more, like, you know, potions and revives and stuff. Nice. So you're in it. You're in the zone. You were in the zone.
I know.
So if you if you have an Xbox Series X or S and you have a TV or monitor that can do 120 frames per second, this game's done.
Did you try that last night?
Yes. Oh. It is butter. It is smooth.
You got this. You got it, Rebecca. One more. Yes.
There she goes.
Yay!
Nicely done. Woo-hoo! So you can just tap, like sort of put the stick over left or right, and then when you let go, you jump. And in each cardinal direction, it will do a different type of like grab.
Yeah.
But if you like do down and then swing it up to the left or to the right, like again, like sort of like Street Fighter swipe moves, that's when you start doing crazy stuff. So if you hold it down and you start to spin it around, and then you let go, you will do like those 720s and all the other. You don't have to do that.
Right.
You just have to make it through. But as soon as you learn that move, like, of course you want to try it. So you did manage to avoid all the bananas. So you got, see that shirt that's.
The banana shirt?
It may have a speaker in it because it's.
Finish without slamming. When you figure out what that means.
Yeah. Finish. Maybe that means like not falling because we obviously did. very, very much.
I like this too. Oh, yeah.
Go.
I was gonna say it shows you your Xbox Live friends characters as they've designed them in the character creator. Yep. So like last night when I played, I saw Larry's randomly generated character, which
this is not my character.
Yeah, which I could tell it was randomly generated. And then I also saw Jeff's, and it kind of has like a little screenshot of them doing a trick. So
yeah.
Maybe you'll see mine now.
Okay, I will be looking for it.
We gotta wrap it up.
Oh my God. Well, we've got 3 minutes.
Yeah, that time.
We don't want to have dead air.
I'm getting a wrap-up cue from the corner.
Oh, never mind. We listen to the director. Yeah. So stay tuned. Please give your support and your love to Blessing Adeoye Jr. We're very, very pleased to have him joining us here on the Xbox Twitch channel playing Rare Replay.
So we're going to wrap it up in just a second. You can follow us on social. I think we've got... Do you have that 3-shot you can bring up, Lennox? We'll Well, I know the one with all our socials on it. I guess it was all individuals. So that's fine.
We were there.
Catching them off.
They know how to follow us.
Fine. That's fine. There it is. There we go. Hey. So anyway, on behalf of Jeff and Rebecca, first of all, Rebecca, great to see you. The first time we've had her in studio. How do you guys think it worked out? I think it worked out great. Jeff agrees. We'll have you back.
I'd like to come back. The best part is now we're going to go get lunch.
Yeah, we're going to go have lunch now, which is going to be a lot of fun. But anyway, thank you for joining us. If you enjoy this, if you're watching on my YouTube channel, like and subscribe, right, Jeff? Isn't that what I'm supposed to say?
That's what you're supposed to say.
Slam the button.
Nice.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell. Ding, all that other stuff. We'll be back next week. We've got another great show for you. But get ready right now. Blessing and Rare Replay are coming up in just a few minutes, so don't go away. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.